Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. This is Brad Woodhouse with Protect Our Care. I want to thank you for joining this call, which concerns President Trump's political rally in Pennsylvania tonight and the devastating effect that President Trump and his administration are having on the health care for the people of Pennsylvania and for America more generally. I mean, President Trump, since his first day in office, has mounted a relentless war on American health care. First day in office, he directed his cabinet secretaries to find ways to unwind, sabotage, and repeal the Affordable Care Act. He followed that up with 2 years of repeal and sabotage. First repeal effort in the United States Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives, and later an ongoing sabotage campaign to tear away at open enrollment, Medicaid, coverage. Now he's in court trying to, as he says, terminate the Affordable Care Act. The effects would be devastating to the American people. And there's no state in the country where these effects would be any less devastating than the state of Pennsylvania. And I'm so pleased to be joined by someone who's been a true partner in the effort to stop the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, to roll back or stop or highlight the sabotage that is going on, and who in the United States Senate is the real watchdog for Medicaid, which is so important to people in this country and so important to people in Pennsylvania. It's so important to rural communities and rural hospitals and seniors and families and moms and children. It's such an important program, and Senator Casey has been a true hero, a true watchdog on that program in the Senate, highlighting this administration's sabotage and war on Medicaid. So I want to start off by introducing Senator Casey, and after him we're going to hear from a very important advocate who has a personal story to tell about how important this health care law is and why Donald Trump is wrong to be trying to sabotage and repeal it. Senator Casey?
Hey, Brad, thank you, and I want to thank your work and those who do the work for Protect Our Care. It's never been more important to have strong allies in this fight against what the president has been doing and his party have been doing. And I want to thank Amy, who will come after me, for taking the time to tell her story, because those stories are the way that we win this fight. I want to say a couple things about the visit. I would hope the president would come to Pennsylvania, a state where more than 1.1 million people have health care because of the Affordable Care Act. A lot of those folks in rural Pennsylvania got health care through the exchanges, even more so from Medicaid expansion. I would hope that when the president comes to Pennsylvania, he would pledge not to cut the Medicaid program by $1.5 trillion as his budget proposed. I would hope also that the president would pledge not to continue the sabotage of our health care system that Brad just mentioned, which has led to the point where many more children do not have health care today solely because of the actions of this administration and his party. And then finally, I would hope the president would pledge not to repeal the Affordable Care Act and thereby to completely eliminate the Medicaid expansion program, part of the Affordable Care Act, which allowed tens of thousands of people in Pennsylvania to get treatment for substance use disorder, including an opioid addiction, because a lot of those individuals, a lot of those families cannot be helped at all unless they have the benefit of Medicaid expansion. So I would hope that the president would make those commitments while he's in Pennsylvania, because anything else he says about health care is not going to be very helpful to the people who have it right now, over 1.1 million people who have it because of the Affordable Care Act, and the millions more of Pennsylvanians who have better protections, even those who had health care long before the Affordable Care Act, but have better protections because of it. So that's what's at stake for folks that live in rural areas, for our kids, and for our families. And I just give you one number. There's so many numbers. But one of the most surprising numbers to a lot of Americans is the percent of rural children who depend upon the Medicaid program. It's more than 40% of rural children rely upon Medicaid for their health care. So I hope that a Republican politician, whether it's the president or anyone else, doesn't come into Pennsylvania, doesn't come into Lycoming County or central Pennsylvania or anywhere else and start telling people what they're going to do for health care if you're leading the sabotage of it, if you're supporting a budget that will cut Medicaid by $1.5 trillion and Medicare by almost $850 billion, and also is supporting a lawsuit which will rip away health care from tens of millions of people, if not a lot more than that. So don't tell us that you're for health care if you're not, willing to stop the sabotage, stop the budget cuts, and stop this goddamn lawsuit, which no one should be supporting, which is going to rip away health care from tens of millions of people across the country and hundreds of thousands of people in Pennsylvania. So I hope the president would do that and lead the country in the right direction instead of down this dark path they've led us down on health care.
Senator
Thanks,
Casey,
Brad.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And just hang on with us as long as you can. I know you've got another appointment, but let me turn it over now to someone who has been an advocate for all the right reasons, including her own personal story, Amy Rasselvich. Amy?
Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you all for including me here. It was July 17th of 2017. I was on a conference call with work, and I got a call from my doctor's office that they had found what everybody thought was an early stage of breast cancer. At that point, as with anyone who gets that diagnosis, my world sort of stopped. And the information started coming fast and furious, but the waiting was tortuous while we found out that while it was an early stage cancer, it required a mastectomy and significant reconstruction. After that came infections and readmissions. And those bills at that time, even though it was covered with an employer, was over $500,000, which obviously my family could not have afforded. I was very lucky in that I had great insurance. I was also exceptionally lucky that the ACA protected me from being locked out of insurance for pre-existing conditions, also protected me from having lifetime limits on my spending, which I probably would have reached by now. So I was able to go back. Now I'm a student at the University of Pittsburgh in public health, getting a PhD, trying to study healthcare access for individuals. The problem with this lawsuit in my personal case is that if it goes through and I graduate from my program, I will no longer be eligible for insurance with pre-existing conditions. Even if that protection is somehow miraculously put back into place, the protections around the lifetime limits and the annual limits will devastate my family. I will go from a healthy, relatively healthy and active wife and mother, community advocate, volunteer, employee, to somebody who's sicker than she needs to be, somebody who will bankrupt her family because we will have to cover my care myself, ourselves. I will go from being a contributing member of society to somebody who would be completely reliant on social supports once my family loses all the assets that it has, because there would be no way for me to get insurance. There would be no way for us to afford care. My second surgery, which needed to be delayed because of insurance issues, they told me that I needed to pay it initially out of pocket, was $87,000. They wouldn't let me in the door for less than $65,000. That was an uncomplicated outpatient surgery. So the Affordable Care Act is not just the people who are on the exchanges who hadn't had insurance before and had to make choices and couldn't afford to stay healthy in some cases. It's not just for those who received the Medicaid expansion. It's literally for anybody who has insurance in this country who gained from the protections of things like caps on premium increases, elimination of the limits that we've talked about. Even the screening that was required to be covered by insurance for me that caught my cancer early enough that it was still at an early stage, that it was still treatable, that it was minimal for as intense as it was caught because the ACA had these protections in place. So up and down the line, no matter, you know, this piece or that piece the Republicans may claim that they're in favor of, it is the package of the ACA that is critical across the board to people, and they need to understand all of the different aspects that can save their lives.
Great, Amy, thank you. Thank you for that story, and thank you for contextualizing this. This is not, you know, just about protecting people with pre-existing conditions. It's not just about having kids be on their parents' policies till they're 26. It's not just ensuring that seniors don't have to pay an age tax or that women are discriminated against because they're women. It is all of this together that has improved American healthcare and continue to improve American healthcare. And I just say one thing, a couple things amplify Senator Casey. I mean, we're talking about in this lawsuit, talking about almost 858,000 Pennsylvanians could lose coverage. Those that have gained coverage if the Affordable Care Act is repealed in the courts. Those are 89,000 young adults who are on their parents' policies. You know, there are over 5 million Pennsylvanians with a pre-existing condition. So that's 5 million that risk some type of increased cost, discrimination, or loss of coverage if those protections go away. I mean, this is just it's extraordinary to me that this president continues, for whatever reason, his ideology, his hatred of President Obama to stoke his base, that he continues to take this position. It is a political loser. We saw it in the 2018 election. Scores of Republicans lost races and lost offices, and the Democrats won the majority in the House of Representatives. It is the number one issue still on the mind of voters in this country. And for those people who it's on their mind, they favor Democrats over Republicans. The president is a loser for people's health care, and it is a loser for him politically. And I'm with Senator Casey. I mean, you know, the president could just, you know, let's move beyond repeal. Let's get rid of this lawsuit. Let's try to improve the health care system we have that's already been improved, but that's not what he's about to do, unfortunately. And that is why, as he travels to state after state after state, we're going to deliver this message, because the American people need to know, just like the people of Pennsylvania need to know what's at stake. With that, that ends the program portion of our call. Let's open it up for questions from the press.
Perfect. If any of our participants have any questions for our speakers, if you want to press *3 on your phone, that will enter you into our Q&A queue. Again, that's *3. All right, our first question is going to be from Bridget Bowman at Roll Call. Bridget, you are live.
Thank you. Thank you all for having this call. My question is for Senator Casey, if you're still on the line. The president is also clearly traveling to Pennsylvania ahead of the special election in the 12th district. So I was wondering kind of what you're expecting as far as that race goes, and if you could speak to a little more broadly about how Democrats should be approaching Pennsylvania in 2020.
Do we know if Senator Casey is still on?
Looks like he may have had to jump off.
Okay. Well, why don't we I'm sorry, who asked the question? Why don't we can you write this down, and let's see if Senator Casey's office wants to get back with a response to that.
Sure, will do.
Okay. And I'm sorry, it was roll call. Who was it?
Bridget Bowman at roll call.
Okay, Bridget, we'll see if we can get you an answer from Senator Casey's team.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. I will say this is not obviously not response to your specific question, but we Protect Our Care has been in Pennsylvania since we have been in business. We have prosecuted a campaign there. We were involved in the Connor Lamb special election. We do think that this issue is going to be predominant, and I would in the congressional races and in the presidential race there. And I would say that, the president provided more negative political fodder for himself this weekend on this issue when, he had said during the election, he had said in 2016 that he wanted everybody to have insurance and he wanted the American people to have the best health care in the world. And he was asked this weekend, does he continue to say that he wants everyone to have insurance? And he was asked, do you want universal coverage? And he said, absolutely not. And the one thing the American people want is they want people to have affordable coverage. They may disagree about the different delivery mechanisms, but they want people to have coverage. So I just want to say that Protect Our Care and our team is going to be in Pennsylvania from now, guarding against sabotage, guarding against legislative repeal, fighting this court case in the court of public opinion, and all the way through the election. We'll be there with Senator Casey and everyone else. Whitney, any other questions?
Not at this time.
Okay, Amy, I want to thank you. I know Senator Casey is gone, but I want to thank him. I want to thank our team in Pennsylvania and the reporters that got on the line. Please let us know if you have any further questions. We'll obviously be monitoring what the president says tonight, if anything, as it relates to healthcare, and we will all, I'm sure, talk to you again. So thanks, everybody. Have a good day.